Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskat here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us today. We start a new season. We just came through Pentecost, and the Lord's really dropped a word on me. We're in a prophetic reset. God is going to let us experience what it means to move into a new day because we're new creations in Christ. We know that. What it means for the next season, a reset has come upon us. The sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom, no looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away, the old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away, don't let it slip away. Go on and reignite impossible dreams. Well, God bless you. Welcome. It's Tuesday today, Tuesday, the 30th day of May, 2023. We're in a new season, a new day. I'm excited about that. That's what that song talks about. There's a new horizon, a new opportunity. And the Lord really just dropped a word on me about this Pentecost that we just went through this past week, is that God said there'd be a prophetic reset. And I'm so excited about that because as I think about that, I think, what's that mean, Lord? You know, one thing a reset is, it's about our sins being washed away and at beginning a new day. And what I felt has happened is that something has shifted in the spirit. We've come through this Pentecost. You know, Chuck Pierce has been prophesying the last few years that we were going to go through literal feasts. And I, without a doubt, felt the Spirit tell me we did that yesterday or this week. Last week, where we went through Pentecost, and it was a new day. So what happened after Pentecost, right? Everything transformed. As I shared in my message Sunday, if you got to listen to that on our live stream, when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came, revelation came, because the Holy Spirit, the one who teaches us, the scripture says, teaches us the ways of the Lord, or gives us remembrance and understanding of the scripture and of the things of God. When he comes, greater revelation comes. And I really feel the Lord clearly said that we had to reset this feast, and now we're in a new season where God is going to speak to us in a new way. And new things are about to happen. Well, for you to understand that, you first need to understand that you are a new creation. One of the things that happened when Jesus came into that room after the resurrection, he's in that 40-day period where he's walking among men and speaking to all the disciples and others. It says he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. That language, as I shared Sunday, that language is the same exact language of what he breathed into man in the book of Genesis. And the Adam breathed in his nostrils and breathed it. Some believe possibly he even actually went up to them and breathed into them. It would make sense because in him is the fullness of the Godhead. Right now, he's in the deity form now. He's left just being a mere man. He died, he's resurrected, and now he's breathing life into them. Because why? Sin had caused this great fall until the day of Pentecost, where now, after the resurrection, we can start become new creations in Christ. And that theme of a new creation is one of the great themes of the New Testament. And it's one that most Christians don't understand fully. And I want us to understand that, because if we're going to go in a new season, a new day, we need to understand that we're new creations. We are not an accumulation or a fulfillment of our past mistakes. We are a manifestation of us being different and coming in Christ. So with this new reset, this new day, one of the key things is to understand this truth. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the first part of that, and first part of 18, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, and who has reconciled us to himself. I'm not going to read any further there, but he He makes a specific statement there that applies to all of us. And as we go in this new new season, if you're in Christ, if anyone is in Christ, the translation says, he's a new creation. But the words he is was supplied by the translators. That's why Paul says it in a more dramatic, or he tries to say it in a more dramatic way. He says, if anyone is in Christ, get that, you're a new creation. And you should have that exclamation mark there. That's something exciting. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Then it says a little further on, behold, that another word that introduces something even more exciting and dramatic. So that's an exciting statement. It's not just some dry theology. It's exciting and a wonderful revelation of what God wants to do for each of us. Paul says that if anyone is in Christ, and that really leaves only two possibilities for every person. What? Either you're in Christ or you're not. And if you are in Christ, then a new creation has taken place inside of you. So in Galatians 6:15, Paul returns to that theme, and he goes a little bit further, and he says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Now that's very critical, because we've been talking about Romans in our live streams for Israel about what it means to whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised. Remember this, Abraham was credited to him righteousness that he believed, and that statement happened before he was circumcised. So there was no outward act that all of a sudden made him righteous. He was already there before because of why? His faith. So you need to understand that no religious act you've ever done, whether you've been baptized, not baptized, whatever. We want to all be baptized, right? Doesn't matter what denomination you're from, whatever you're raised in, Episcopal, Baptist, Methodist, whatever. All that matters is that you're a new creation. That's what we want to focus on. And so if we're going to go in this new era, you've got to have a new way of seeing yourself in the Spirit, because I really want to see a body that's burning for a new transformation in the earth. And Chuck Pierce gave a word at the head of the year, as we go into the 5783, the Lord spoke to him and said, you've got to change your praise this year. You got to get in a new place of praise. And I think one of the reasons that's important is because if you don't see yourself as a new creation, you're going to do things in the old religious way you've always done it. Now, I don't know how to put this in you. Just begin to see yourself walking in the fullness of this new creation that you are, that I am, that we all are. It's something that only God can do. You can't do it yourself. Wherever we find the word create, it's used properly. It describes something that God has done. Man can manufacture, we can repair stuff, we can improve, right, on the earth. But only God can create. Anything we create, it seems, it came by divine revelation from the Lord anyway. And the results of sin in our lives are such that we cannot repair them. It cannot be improved. And I think it's important that God's given this prophetic word today, because as we go into this next season, we're going to think, I need to do some religious stuff to repair what has happened in the past season, especially these last 3 years, you know, from 2020 on. We've done some things right, we've done some things wrong, and we're thinking, you got to repair those things. Look, as a new creation in Christ, He can repair that. There's only one thing that will accomplish what's needed. It's a creative act of God. You know, in Psalm 51:10, it's a cry of David because of the sin that was revealed about what he did with Bathsheba, and it had been exposed, and he was guilty of both adultery and murder. And he cries out to God in repentance and agony as his soul says this. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God. So I want to say this. In this past season, no matter what you've gone through, you can pray that same prayer. I'm praying it today. Lord, I made a lot of mistakes these last 3 years. It's such a struggle because of all the government overreach and all the garbage we've had to go through these last 3 years. But I want to say this. Ask God to do what He's going to do for all of us. Create in us a clean heart. And He came to face with the fact that He could do nothing to change His situation. He couldn't change the fact of what He did to Bathsheba. He couldn't change the fact of what He did to her husband. He could only improve himself. He could only adjust himself. And he could only turn a new page in his life by saying this, Lord, by a creative act, you can change. So no matter what we've done, no matter what even our nation has done, look, we can get caught up in the bitterness of seeing how bad our nations are doing and how bad it is. And the fact is, we can't change what they've done. What we can change is us. And us is ask God to create something new. Create in me a clean heart. How about God creating a clean heart in his body, in his bride, so that we can become the overcoming church that we're called to be and overcome these battles that we're in today? Okay, I'm going to talk about this probably the whole week, but I want you to catch this today. It's true of everyone. Where sin has damaged us, it's damaged our lives, and you know, it's done all these things, we can't, in a sense, go in and like do surgery on ourselves. We are totally dependent upon the mercy of God for a creative act, which he does when we are in Christ. When we come to God through Jesus Christ on the basis of his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection, we open ourselves to God and say, there's nothing I can do for myself, Lord. I'm totally dependent upon you and what you can do for me. And then in faithfulness and his mercy, God moves in and brings about a new creation. So here's what I'm going to say. Well, I was just a one-time act, Pastor. Well, no, it wasn't a one-time act. It's a nature of the Lord. So guess what? In all situations, he can create a new creation. We are being transformed from glory to glory. We walk out our salvation. It's not a one-time event. Okay, now I'm a new creation. Yes, you are. But the manifestation of that creation can continue to grow. So we can have creation or creative miracles all the time. The fact that Paul speaks about a new creation indicates that there has been already a previous creation, is what it says. And this previous creation was made when, like I said, Adam was made in the first place, that we see in Genesis. And in that way, we have to understand the parallels of what happened to us in Christ. You can't fully understand this creation thing until you understand that part as well. And then I don't know how better to explain it than what I did. And the Lord formed, and says Genesis 2:8, he molded Adam. You need to know that man and Adam are the same word in the Hebrew. In other words, it's a name as well as a race. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and a man became a living soul. So that previous verse there says that at the time it didn't rain, but a mist went upon the ground and watered the earth. So the dust out of which the Lord God formed man was moistened dust. Get this. It was like a clay. I believe it happened that way as it's described. I don't have a problem with that. You can find that easy to believe. You have to make your own decision, obviously, but I believe the Bible tells us what it really did there. And in John, it tells us that it was not God the Father, but God the Eternal Son, who was manifested in human history as Jesus of Nazareth, right? Because the John's Gospel tells us, by him, Jesus, all things were made, and without him, not anything was made that was made. And we speak of God as revealed in the Bible, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we're speaking today in the first person, that the Father and the second person is Son, and the third person is Spirit, one God in three persons. And we talked about that at Pentecost. It's really interesting. The Bible contains the mystery of God. It says in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. It doesn't come out in English translation, probably not in any translation, but the Hebrew word is plural in form. In fact, the Elohim, the plural ending of that would be like in English, we would say that. I've talked to rabbis who said it's plural when God created. It wasn't just a singular word. And rabbis have a hard time understanding that because they believe God is one. I get that. They don't understand that Jesus came to make us a new creation. So Christ was there in the beginning, right? In the creation, he was slain before the foundation of the world. We know that as well. But now we also know that when he creates a new creation in him, he knows that from when he did it in the first place in the earth at the time of Adam. Whoa. So here's we go into this reset. and this new beginning, I want you to know your past season is not going to determine your future. I mean, it'll have effects on it, but the fact is God can do a reset. So I'm prophesying right now to you that we are going into a prophetic reset, and old things are passing away, all things are becoming new, and the power of God is going to be released in such a way that we're going to become new creations in Christ like never before. We're going to manifest it as somebody who's been pure and their sin's been wiped away, and we're in a new beginning. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Take this word today and walk in it. We'll build on it all week this week as we walk in this truth. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast from Christian Center Shreveport here in Louisiana. You can find all that we do on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. Don't forget about our app. You can give there. You can listen to all the prophetic words we have, as well as all the platforms. Don't forget, we continue our noon prayer time live stream on all our platforms. So follow us there and pray with us as we pray for the kingdom of God in the earth and to stay on the wall for the midnight crisis that we're in right now. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.